talked about how it's all of our jobs in some way, some fashion, to battle against anti-Semitism. And you might wonder, well, what can I do? How can I possibly make a difference as an individual? Let me tell you about Chen Mazig, who is an Israeli writer and senior fellow at the Tel Aviv Institute. He noticed a hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Jewish privilege. And it was being used as an organized attack. As if everyone from left to right was in agreement that Jewish people are to be blamed for everything that's wrong in the world. So, and Mazig had an idea. He took to Twitter himself and urged Jews on Twitter to share their personal stories of success, overcoming challenge, defeating anti-Semitism, to refute the hashtag Jewish privilege falsehood. In just a matter of hours, his message had been liked and retweeted thousands of times. And the result was the hashtag was being used again and again by Jews sharing their experiences of discrimination, violence, exile, mass murder. Their survival stories were heartbreaking, to be sure, but also empowering against the falsehoods that the original intent of that hashtag was meant to have. And the next day when Hen woke up, the hashtag was trending again, but this time because the Jews were using it, not the anti-Semites. So that is one of the ways that you can battle back against anti-Semitism. A little creativity can go a long way.